MSNBC's Sanders, we don't know motives of Shapiro attacker, but Trump ratcheted the temperature up. By Ian Hanchett on April 15, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of MSNBC Prime, host Simone Sanders commented on the arson attack against Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, by stating that while we don't know the exact motives of the attacker, the people that ratcheted the temperature up, the folks that should have been the loudest here are in the Oval Office, and after the attempted assassination of then-candidate Donald Trump, you had Democrats bending over backwards to say, we have to take the temperature down, we have to bring the temperature down, when they weren't even the people that ratcheted the temperature up. Sanders said, we don't know, we have to let the investigation play out. But obviously, the Seder, the Passover Seder, happened earlier that evening. And then, hours later, this man attempted to enter the governor's home and set fire to it. We don't know if he had motivations that had to do with the fact that the governor was Jewish, but an investigation will vet that out. But what we do know is this is a long line in a string of political attacks. And I remember very vividly when President Trump was the attempted shooting against him, and all the Democrats and Republicans spoke out, and you had Democrats bending over backwards to say, we have to take the temperature down, we have to bring the temperature down, when they weren't even the people that ratcheted the temperature up. She continued, the people that ratcheted the temperature up, the folks that should have been the loudest here, in my opinion, it should have been coming from the Oval Office. But today, all Donald Trump had to say, and I'm going to paraphrase here, the attacker wasn't a fan of Trump. I understand from what I read and from what I've been told. So, the president, the attacker basically wasn't a fan of anybody. He's probably just a whack job, and certainly a thing like that cannot be allowed to happen. Later, Sanders referenced the fact that there have been attacks on Tesla dealerships. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.